I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Sigilyph. The Nazca were a culture who lived in the deserts west of the Andes, in what is now Peru, from around 2,000 years ago. They made pottery and colorful clothing. They constructed elaborate aqueducts and irrigation systems, and they built large temples where they worshipped a pantheon of gods, both humanoid and animalistic. Today, most people are only familiar with one remnant of the Nazca Lines. The Nazca Lines are a collection of enormous geoglyphs in the deserts. Seen from above, they depict elaborate geometric shapes, animals, and human figures. There is still some debate about their exact purpose, and naturally, this has resulted in some people proposing they existed to be seen by alien visitors. Sigilyph is a flying and psychic Pokémon found, appropriately enough, in the desert ruins of an ancient culture of the Americas in Pokémon Black and White. Pokémon Black tells us, "They never vary the route they fly, because their memories of guarding an ancient city remain steadfast." Sigilyph resembles a colorful clay pot, with wings and tail feathers very much like those drawn in the Nazca lines. The colors are reminiscent of totem poles and other objects found in the ancient Americas, owing to the availability of natural pigments. It has a black stalk with a single eye that resembles Unown, perhaps owing to some shared ancient culture. Pokémon Sword elaborates, telling us, "Psychic power allows these Pokémon to fly. Some say they were the guardians of an ancient city. Others say they were the guardians' emissaries." Pokémon Shield tells us, "A discovery was made in the desert where Sigilyph fly. The ruins of what may have been an ancient city were found beneath the sands." In battle, Sigilyph can pull off some wins, thanks to abilities that negate status moves, giving it time to set up a little calm mind, and then dish out lots of damage. The name, Sigilyph, combines sigil and glyph, being as it's based on a famous geoglyph. The Japanese name is the even more on the nose, Symboler. Back in the fourth generation, I talked about the experience of encountering Carnivine out of the blue, and the surprise of this bizarre Pokémon, making it an instant favourite. Playing Pokémon Black more than a decade ago, I felt the same thing about Sigilyph. Music for Luke Loves Pokémon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Sigilyph was designed by Keiko Moritsugu. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhayes. Funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. Coming up are Yamask and Tortuga, so if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at LukeLovesPKMN, or an email to LukeLovesPKMN@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Sigilyph. And remember, I love you too.